Okay, part two. Welcome. All right, you're on the website. Good. I'm going to get into this topic a lot more deeply. And I keep coming back to it. And the reason I keep coming back to it is because I'm expanding out on it. I want you to think of your health in terms of telluric ground currents, Schumann waves, waterfalls, lightning, rainbows, rocks, sea caves, fog, fasts, and using nature to enhance the frequency of your cell. That's where disease is. We're just playing around with descriptions in terms of pathology and histology. We're just playing around with descriptions. We're describing broken landscapes. And that has nothing to do with health. So what? A biopsy goes to an electron microscope and a pathologist spits out a description. And then some MD, some doctor rings a bell and says, you got that thing. We put so much into this. And then we try to address it. We adjudicate with a paradigm that's already dead. You can't change the chemistry of the cell by attempting to change the chemistry of the cell. It doesn't work that way. And the reason is there are so many interrelationships that we're never going to be able to understand. That to address it, it's like trying to love a child when you don't really love it. It's like trying to, any one of you who engages consistently in a relational situation with the profession. You know, you're a psychologist, you're a doctor, you have clients for some business. If you don't like the client, you're not going to do well. And you can go to all the training seminars, you can take all the courses, you can do all the right things and the wrong things, but in the end, bottom line, you don't like the person you're working with, it doesn't work. And we have all sorts of rationalizations around that. You know, we're professionals and it doesn't matter. It does matter. It really does. I don't care what you do. Fix someone's car, cook their food, or control their mind. It doesn't matter. And that's the analogy. Trying to go after disease biochemically is like trying to create an optimal outcome in a relationship where you don't like your client. You're going after it in the wrong vein. That's why I keep coming back to these subjects. Because I know you don't really get this. If you did, you'd be doing something about it. You really would. How many people are going to listen to this podcast today that have serious issues? And the notion of really looking at the next year or two as a function of a waterfall, the fog, the telluric currents at 4 to 7 a.m., the sea cave, rocks. Don't go to the ocean. Go to the ocean where the rocks are. Don't have your lunch in the cafeteria. Have your breakfast in a sea cave. The rainbow. Go to a place where you know you're going to see a rainbow and then try to be more or less in that dome. Get so close to that rainbow. Have you ever sat in the morning fog? Literally in the fog. To be in a fog where you can't see 10 feet in front of you and just to sit in that. Different people will absorb those energies at different rates. So another way I'm suggesting you think of health is that it's a function of your ability to absorb some of the more high-powered environments. So you get two things. You got to be in the environment, and then you've got to be capable of absorbing it. So to speak, you, Homo sapien, have to meet its frequency. What the leopard gets, what the wild animal gets sitting in a waterfall, soaking in one, is a lot more than we do. Because that animal is resonant. It lives in a resonant way. And what it absorbs because of that resonance is something we can barely relate to. Now, God understood this. So he compensated us with powers that animals don't have. But point for point, especially today, we're way behind the animals. This is why the show says Return of the Caveman. Perhaps they were smarter than we are. Perhaps they were more capable of absorbing the resonance of the earth. And what came out of ancient civilization might deem a lot more scrutiny, serious, respectful scrutiny, than we're giving it. And this is the myopia of the time. Nobody wants to do that. And most people that are into shows like this don't want to do it either. I call you on that. Because when you get sick, my experience is that when you get sick, I don't care how many of these health shows you listen to and supplements you do, when you get sick, it all goes to the wayside. That's got to change. That's why I urge you to develop a sense of this. There's more health in this kind of thing than anywhere. Can you imagine the confluence, the intersection of the 4 to 6 a.m., the 3 to 6 a.m. telluric current, with a thunderous sky, with a waterfall, with the rocks of the ocean, with the yoga, with the fasting, with the benefit, the climatic benefit of all the cleanses. In other words, the cleanses being done to critical mass points along every step of the way. All the oxalate, the mucus, the hydroxyapatite, the uric acid, all of it just spewed out of your body, leaving you in a state where you can absorb at a much higher level. This is what people were doing at one time. It's why scripture often refers to the miracle, the regeneration of pieces of tissue, of body parts, the coming into extraordinary psychic powers. And that's all dismissed as poppycock. It's a fairy tale. It's a poor translation. It's people of the old days just simply exaggerated. It's unbelievable to me. They just exaggerated. They didn't count correctly. And they exaggerated their claims. They spoke in hyperbole. They spoke in metaphor. It's just the way people were then. No, you see, you got to use your sense. Use your sense here, your common sense. If you already understand that you are only as good as the soil you plant your feet within, as the genetics of your progeny are only as good as the soil that you were raised in. If you can accept that, consider the ecosystem of 10 to 15,000 years ago. And understand this. Those people, those ancient people, whether they be Cro-Magnon or Neanderthal, were just as smart as you. We can just stick to Cro-Magnon. We could have tested it differently, but if we had ascertained the IQ of your average Homo sapien 15,000 years ago, that IQ was higher. Oh, you bet it was higher. It was higher because what they were pumping through their neurons had more octane. Make no mistake about it. They may have been ignorant, but in terms of IQ, just basic stuff. Look at it, remember it, and think with it. They were way ahead. We don't have better genes than they did. We have more knowledge. We benefit from the passage of time, but we don't have better genetics. Our genetics is worse. But the air they had to breathe, the food that they had to eat, what they were pumping through their veins, we have no concept of. And this is what you develop deep respect for when you really start getting in tune. Let's take a look at some of the pictures. Picture number two, the telluric current. In Latin, it tells us it's in the earth current. They're low frequency, very long wavelength. They are where ancient man built his sacred sites. Ancient man lived by feeling this stuff. It told him what to do. It wasn't intercepted by electromagnetics. Picture three. Egypt. In the literature, refers to having abilities to manipulate these energies. Perhaps they called it serpent energy. Every culture's had a name for it, and every culture's had people who were more sensitive to it. But its potential, if utilized correctly, in combination with geometries and the materials, was a practice, it was an alchemy, a science, and an art that we don't have anymore. And to me, it's preposterous to change the cell, the biology of the cell, without deference to the biophysics of it, to the electromagnetics of it. I say this, but I don't know what it is exactly. I really don't understand what it is that people are, in the most futile sense, addressing health concerns, spending goblets of money. I mean, I have people run through this office regularly who have spent over a decade $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. I have people who have been sick for 10 to 20 to 30 years because they don't want to put their feet in the water. And yet they're very sincere and in a sense very willing to go to the ends of the earth to do the things they have to do to heal, and that they won't take radical steps. The answer's right at the tip of your nose. And you want to go to Tibet to find the guru to give you the healing. And that's why I talk this way. Because it's an incessant absurdity that I face each day. I face this. The Schumann resonance generated by lightning discharges in the ionosphere, acting like a tuning fork to planet Earth. And its hertz, its frequency measured in hertz, 7.83, precisely the same hertz that the hypothalamus functions within. I mean, if that's not a riveting reality, I don't know what is. Can't there be a better day coming when a person equates their symptomology, their disease, to the resonance of the hypothalamus? Can there be a better day coming when a person equates their symptom, their disease, to the practice that they evolve, directed towards creating a hypothalamic resonance to be extended to every cell in the body? Can we see it that way? Because if we can see it that way, then we really are pioneers for the new age, and we are venerating ancient man. Tesla understood it. Our entire biological system, the brain and the earth itself, work on the same frequencies. What are we doing? Focusing on the chemistry. For what? But if we do, and we do, from the chemistry to the genetic engineering, if we can understand it as simply the directive or as the exercise for the body in the name of shifting its frequency, well, then it has a place. The biochemical attenuations, the biochemical modifications are in the interest of allowing us to absorb the biophysical ones. Then the biochemistry is well spent. I always say this when I talk about herbs. Doing herbs is simply a matter of preparing your body to absorb Schumann waves, to absorb the telluric currents. For myself personally, I barely, after the ocean, want to shower that off. I can feel my body encased in an electrical field until the shower comes. And I applaud the day when the cold of that ocean will heat my bones for the entire day, not just for a few hours. I have to, at some point, warm my bones. I'm in my evolution. But I can tell you this, I can strip down at the beach right now in this torrent of rain on this Saturday afternoon, dive into that ocean, get thrown around like a twig, pull my tendons apart, and I kid you not, when the wind blows, my body feels warm. It feels warm. The lifeguard came up to me today. He drove by in his car, all huddled up with his cappuccino. And he looked at me and he said, "Did you have a nice swim?" And I said, "Well, I didn't swim, but I got thrown around a lot for half an hour." And he laughed. Because it's all you're going to do in an ocean like the ocean today. But I had no shirt on. I was just in my bathing trunks. And I was warm. The deep arteries, the central arteries of my body, had dilated. So that cold wind is meaningless. Because inside you're warm. I can't sustain it. I haven't been able to sustain it more than a couple of hours on a cold day, or what we call cold here. But the day will come. And our genetics is in sync with that. This is the discussion of genetics. This is where the genetics really is. Go to picture 17. Here's a guy that understands something. Richard Rudd. The fact is that when the frequency of your DNA hits the Schumann resonance, your experience of time stops completely. These are the truths that are still experienced and embodied by many of the indigenous cultures alive on our planet today. To live closely to the Earth's natural rhythm is to experience the wisdom and clarity that comes out of moving more slowly through the world. Amen to that, Mr. Rudd. This is what I'm talking about. So I'm asking you to string together concepts. The concept of getting out of your Faraday cage, the concept of engaging, having your flesh receive the paranormal gifts of nature, the thunders, the lightnings, the fogs, the rainbows, the sea caves, the waves of the ocean. I'm asking you to consider that each of us has a different ability to absorb it, and you're preparing yourself to meet the resonance of nature. You are preparing yourself to meet the resonance of the Schumann wave. That's what he's saying. To cleanse, to stretch, to purge your psychic demons, to make the body electromagnetic, to open the pranic channels, to have that physical experience, and to install it and intensify it through breath, prepares you to receive precisely what I'm talking about. These are concepts. This is the context in which you understand the way out of your disease state, your symptomology, your personal horror show, your pursuit for radiant health. Music is the space between the notes. You got it. There's a guy that understands music, the space between the notes. That's what health is. Health is the space between the notes. And if you get into that, then things like pole reversal, the Earth's pole reversing itself. 200 reversals in the last 178 million years. Think about that. Sit on that. Meditate on the poles reversing. 33 times over the last 25 million years. 9 times over the last 3.6 million years. The last reversal, 780,000 years ago. That is not a little thing. That's a big thing. That's a very real thing. And living in that realm has meaning when you make those internal shifts. And life starts to become in perspective. Now, I am the ultimate pragmatist, and my point to you is, on that basis, turn it all into prosperity, into bounty. Use it to study harder. Study more effectively. Whatever you produce, produce it more effectively, with less input to create more output. And you have to hold yourself. You have to hold yourself to that standard. Otherwise, what's all this worth? You have to temper your practice against what it produces for you. So have a goal. Have something very specific in mind that the energy that you cultivate can channel itself to. Or you're going to get lost. Carmen Bolter, that Pyramid Code, episode 4, the one I constantly refer to. That's what she's saying. Hakim, the old man in the documentary, said that ancient pre-dynastic Egypt revolved around. It revolved around people who understood it this way. The Sphinx was there for human empowerment. That's ancient culture at its apex. Its golden age attenuates nature, enhances God to create a physiological shift in the human organism, and then measures the efficiency of the process by increasing the productivity of the service. Because we've all come here to do service. I mean, isn't that it? Everyone's got a different contribution. And that contribution is a function of finding that talent. Where is your talent? And once located, can you translate it into something prosperous? And can you do it in an energetically effective way? Can you get more on the other side of the equation than you put in to the equation? Can you make your money work for you? Can you make your energy exponentiate? That's what all this stuff is about. That's what I'll do this afternoon. I'll sit in front of science. I'll descend into the guts of it. I'll decode it. I'll take out the nonsense so that I can isolate the pearls. And I'll use the ocean. I'll use the salt of the earth to facilitate my process. That's a ticket. Where you fail in that process is where you develop your disease. That's what your cancer is. Failure to profit creatively. That's what your autoimmune disease is. That's what your back pain is. Health is a track, but navigating that course is about embracing a resonance. Health is a track. You got to get on the right groove. But to know how to navigate, you've got to embrace. That is the key. To embrace. Our heads are in the way of that process. Our big, fat techno heads are in the way of what is required to embrace a functional paradigm. So I leave you with that. The good news is there is a way. If you can just get out of your own way, you just have to step to the side. Honor the small stuff. Every week I watch people get it, and I watch people shoot themselves in the foot. Sometimes I watch people shoot themselves in the head. And of course I invite you. You who I don't really know, who I haven't met, but who listen to this show weekly, who may study it, lay people, practitioners. There really is something here for you. And if you're looking for the cookbook, what do I do? It's why I started a school. Come to the school. That's why the school is there. Or make the appointment to come into the office and engage. Great, great, great quote this week. My office manager gave me a great quote this week from someone. If you think health is expensive, try getting sick. Yeah. Comes down to the math. If you think what you put into your health is an expense, talk to people who've been sick. I always like to add, talk to people who've been ripped off, who haven't gotten value on their dollar. And that's why I do these shows. That's why I have the school. And that's why I make the offer to you. I love it. I love it when people who are off the track get hooked in and take it to home plate. That's a beautiful thing. And I hope that person will be you, if it's appropriate to say that to you. Enjoy the rain. Take it in. We're going to get about 5 more inches over the next 2-3 days. Okay, I'm signing out. God bless you all. Bye-bye.